exhibit is comprised of about 40 quilts that we've borrowed primarily from other museums, from private collections, from the artists who made the quilts themselves. One of them is from our collection, but we're not an institution that collects quilts, so we're reliant heavily on loans in order to put an exhibit like this together. So we, you know, reached out to a lot of other institutions and individuals as we were putting the show together, but our focus was really on finding quilts that had really amazing stories behind them and could be used to tell the story of women in the American West and how women are a part of shaping the American West. And these quilts then are sort of representative or evocative of their stories.
Because the colors, the patterns, even the materials used reveal something about that community from where it came.
Yeah, the physicality of the quilts is expressive of those stories. And then also just learning more about the women who made them and the circumstances of their creation also helps to express those experiences and those stories.
They're very delicate as well. And when you come see the show, you'll notice that they're positioned in different ways. Not everything's hanging. Some are under cases. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, exactly. So we worked very closely with the lenders to reflect and sort of respect the requirements that they had for keeping the quilts safe. So they're installed and exhibited in a way that sort of, you know, respects the wishes of the lenders and the best way to display that quilt in order to keep it safe. So some are at an angle, some can hang, you know, from the ceiling. Some are actually presented in a way that you can walk around them so you can see them from all sides because it's important to see the front and the back of the quilt, that sort of thing.
You also, as you walk through, you have these beautiful pictures that show the real people who made the quilts and the families that probably used them. It's a lovely touch.
Yeah, so we have a lot of photo murals that are installed in the exhibit, and a lot of those are meant to sort of contextualize these quilts and help you to understand sort of the human side of quilts and quilt making. And so sometimes those are, in fact, the people who made the quilts, but a lot of times they're also just historic examples that help to kind of just show how much quilts are a part of communities and sort of building relationships and bringing people together.
And still are today, because a good portion of this collection is present-day quilt work from just some incredible artisans with some powerful messages.